Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate André Hurley-Gomme, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
And thank you. Thank you for making time to us, time for us this afternoon. So André, really talking about the violations that stood out in the 2020-21 trend analysis report, particularly around the 221 complaints related to COVID-19. Can you tell us more on this, please?
Yes, these complaints pertaining to COVID-19 span quite a range of complaints. It included socioeconomic rights complaints in particular as well, which rights, for example, the right to health care, food, water, and social security, have consistently remained in the top five human rights violations reported to the Commission. And these trends reflect the continuing deep socioeconomic disparities and fissures in our society. The absence of these rights were especially dire during the COVID-19 pandemic, considering that common problems relating to water service provision, including a lack of access to sufficient potable water, water interruptions or shortages, and poor water quality came to the fore. So the Commission received a total of 499 complaints based on socioeconomic rights. It also obviously extends to the right to a basic education, for example. All of us know the impact COVID-19 had on the right to a basic education, especially also impacting negatively on the poor and vulnerable learners who could not make use of online opportunities and so on. But in that regard, I must say that the Minister of Basic Education consistently provided the Commission with their draft directions before issuing these, and we had the opportunity to make inputs, and these inputs were almost all of them taken on board. If we move to the three categories of rights violations that were most prevalent, that is equality, just administrative action, and which I just referred to, socioeconomic rights. And these have consistently remained in the top three rights violations reported to the Commission. Equality has remained the right with the highest number of complaints made to the Commission over the past 9 financial years. And in this regard, hate speech, unfortunately, was also quite a prevalent complaint.
And I find it really interesting, this. And I have a question for you, André, posed by one of our listeners, Maura de Swart. Maura has asked, what are the current rules that apply to old age homes and frail care centres? Some are restricting visitors and going, you know, sort of visitors coming in and from obviously the older folk going out. And she's saying this feels like a terrible violation of the rights of older people. What are your thoughts around that?
Yes, you see, one needs authorization in terms of a law, for example, or a regulation or whatever the case may be, for purposes of limiting rights, justifiably, because Section 36 speaks specifically to a law of general application. So in the absence of something like that, an authority to that extent, you know, it would be difficult to imagine how these rights can reasonably and justifiably be limited in terms of the limitations to Section 36 of the Constitution. So on the face of it, and I mean, we might still receive complaints to that effect, and therefore I don't want to be, you know, sort of a judgment on the matter. Mm-hmm. But on the face of it, it does appear to me that those are quite problematic from a human rights perspective.
Absolutely. And another question, André. Most of the inquiries sort of seem related to mandatory vaccination in the workplace. Is this correct?
Yes, there have been quite a number of complaints in that regard as well. Obviously, we also need to realize that there were, you know, the pandemic was more prevalent at certain points in time and so on. So there were different circumstances applying to different situations, which is still the case today. And therefore, the Commission have looked at these complaints. In certain instances, we have given advice or we have intervened by means of alternative dispute resolution and so on. And we've been quite successful in terms of assisting people and in making sure that both as far as process is concerned, as well as far as the risk assessment by employers and then corresponding policies were concerned, you know, that these were indeed, that the constitutional route was followed, and in some instances where people's labor rights were affected, we were able to assist them. Of course, I think just before this whole matter of mandates and so on have really become quite a problem also in terms of deciding whether it's justifiable or not, because all of those are limitations of rights. You know, things have now changed, and many of the limitations, almost all limitations have been lifted. And so in the context today, I would think that it would be much more difficult to defend mandates, mandatory vaccination, and therefore you are also seeing that institutions such as banks, such as Standard Bank and so on, have changed their policies in that regard.
And a last question, Andre, what happens to these complaints now once they've been sort of lodged with the South African Human Rights Commission? Sorry, Andre, we're getting a lot of feedback on the line there.
Yeah, apologies for that.
No, we understand. So what happens to these complaints once they're lodged and violations? What happens now?
Well, when a complaint is lodged, then it is assessed by the commission. And we take a decision as to whether there's a prima facie indication of a human rights violation. And if we find that to be the case, then the matter is further investigated or taken to court in certain instances, depending on the circumstances of each case.
And obviously you would give feedback to each and every case, would that be right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We'll give feedback to complainants as to what we've decided to do pertaining to the complaints.
And Advocate Andre Hurtley-Gaum, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, thank you so much for a bit of clarity and for that information. And have a good evening. Thank you so much, Advocate.